In today's gospel, Jesus spoke about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees was one of the two kind of, sort of, political parties that were part of Judaism in the time of Jesus. They preached, but did not practice what they preached. They were guilty of showing off piety, but deep inside, they lacked sincerity and the essential relationship with God. They were consumed with recognition, praises, and great regard, while these are ached for by the world. The servant of God aches for more, the favor and the recognition of Almighty God. More than greatness before the world, we aim for greatness before God. In order to do so, one must be humble. That humility is expressed in being a true servant of God. Servanthood is not just restricted to priests, nuns, ministers. While they have made commitments to render particular services by virtue of their office, their roles within the church, and their responsibilities, all baptized Catholics, all baptized Christians possess that responsibility and that mission. Christians in the early days were known for loving and serving one another. No one in the community of the early church was found in need. They served by sharing everything they had for the good of their Christian community. There was an authentic intent to serve. Every opportunity was seized to help the neighbor who is in need. Now, you can call it utopia. You can call it Shangri-La. You can call it heaven, as far as I'm concerned. But it is God's vision for His creation, simply stated, that all will be united in Christ. The good news is that it can be attained with humility. When Christians practice love of neighbor, seeking the good of the other, refraining from showing off, practicing what is preached, being the servant of all and serving in every instance, the world will not only be a good place to live, but the place that God meant it to be. I want to tell you a personal example today. On the evening of All Saints' Day this week, Wednesday, the world lost a truly humble servant, and I lost a very good friend. His name was Lou. Lou was a worker bee in the last Episcopal church where I was the pastor. Lou was a retired PhD chemical engineer for Shell. He was raised Roman Catholic, but somehow had found his way, I think it was by his wife, into the Episcopal Church. Lou was never a seeker of high office. Lou was one who was most comfortable midweek at the church in a t-shirt, shorts, raggedy running shoes, some work gloves, with his clippers in his hands. He always had a project going on somewhere on the 7 acres that made up his, our local church. When in January of 2005 I took medical disability retirement, Lou informed me that he would be at my house at 9 o'clock a.m. each and every Thursday to do whatever needed to be done. And then he said, so make a list. Every Thursday became my Thursday with Lou. Weeding flower beds, cleaning out the garage, finding something in the attic that Kathy needed, driving me to and from doctor visits, whatever needed to be done. No task was too menial for a PhD chemical engineer who loved Jesus and who loved me. We talked. He worked. We talked of the demise of his, our beloved church. We talked a lot about my desire to become a Roman Catholic priest, if the church would have me. He and his wife were at my ordination as a Catholic priest 4.5 years later. But then, well, then came the worst. About 3.5 years ago, Lou began to lose it, as they say. It was rapid onset Alzheimer's. Within just a few months, he no longer could recall my name. When I went to see him, when I sat in front of him, his eyes would light up. He knew me. He just couldn't recall my name or the context of our friendship. Eventually, his lights went out. And this last week, Alzheimer's took his life. Lou was, without a doubt, the most humble man I have ever met. Lou embodied what it means to be a servant leader. Lou was a dear friend. When all I could give him at that time in my life was my conversation as I sat in a lawn chair and he weeded my flower beds. Lou was a great and humble man. It seems to me that Lou represents the icon of the intentional disciple. He saw a need. He saw a friend who needed his help, and he responded as Christ would have responded. And yes, sometimes I felt like St. Peter when Jesus was trying to wash his feet. It took a little humility on my part just to shut up, go get the lawn chair, sit down beside where he was crawling around in my flower bed, and watch him work in my yard. It took a little humility on both parts. His came naturally. Mine, not so much. I want to speak to one other thing, because it has been in the news, if you can believe the news, a lot. In our political climate right now, the advent of what has been termed fake news has invaded our world. It seems to me that it does a lot of disservice to people and to government. It is no longer a matter of reporting what happened. It has become preaching and sometimes propagating lies. It is already very damaging not to witness to the truth, but it's much, much worse to spread lies and call it the truth. The sad part is many are duped. And the worst part is many purveyors of fake news knew that the story that they put forth was fake, but still spread the story to advance their own political power. You see, as I understand it, these fake news bearers are just as bad and maybe a little worse than the Pharisees of Jesus' time. While hypocrisy is merely a foible or maybe a mistake on the part of the Pharisees 2,000 years ago, for the fake news propagandists, it seems to have become a way of life. You see, truth and humility, well, they have to go together. They simply have to go together. Humility is true truth. As children of God, you see, our truth is Jesus Christ. As followers of Jesus, the truth, we serve Him in humility. May God give us the ability to be simple, humble servants. Amen.